Hello.
Good morning, Subramaniam.
How are you, Disha? Long time.
I know, long time, and you sound as bright as a sunflower.
Come on.
Disha.
Yeah, I know. Whatever be the weather, just hit the road and you'll enjoy it.
But you're telling me that there's a huge flood of water somewhere.
Yeah, it's the junction connecting Tipusandra with the Bemmel Gate, Bemmel Arch Gate. There's a huge puddle of water. Cars can't go through. Couple of cars stuck. Probably require a boat to navigate.
You need a little kayak, no?
Yes, absolutely. Small kayak. Or probably you need some sort of a technology in your car which will just, you know, wade through it.
Or just take your clothes off and go swimming, Subramaniam.
Absolutely right. Bangalore has become a big swimming pool today.
Yeah, but not with very clean water.
I understand. Oh, wow. That is our things, Disha.
Oh, things are good. I had a massive struggle getting out of bed, you know. This is becoming harder by the day, you know. You know, I saw this alarm online, Subramaniam, where the whole bed shakes.
Oh, okay.
I have a feeling I need to be hurled out of my bed.
Can you believe it? Around 4:30 in the morning, I left for the gym and there was so much of wind. It was like, you keep the window slightly open of the car and you feel like a ghost is whistling just beside you.
Oh, that's spooky. That no, but Subramaniam, you know, I spoke to a lot of my friends in Chennai and winds were blowing at 80 kilometers per hour and trees were getting uprooted and they couldn't even open their house door because of the wind pressure from outside.
Yeah, in fact, I'm a little too worried because I've sent my mummy across to Chennai and she's in a situation where even the phone has lost its charge. And then morning I tried to reach her and then I reached my uncle. She says that electricity has been restored but there's no signals of the telephone. I mean the mobile signals.
Network is an issue. Even I'm contacting people only on landline, but I'll tell you it's settled down there. It's not as crazy as it was yesterday. It's passing on towards Andhra. The cyclone Varda is moving towards Andhra Pradesh,
Andhra
I think.
Pradesh.
No, but Subramaniam, it is great talking to you on a gloomy morning like this.
Yeah, Disha, thank you very much. Have a very nice day, I would say. And my only request to you is, and the Red FM team, is be safe because it's expected to rain through the week. That's what predictions say.
Yeah, that's the prediction. Thank you so much for that. I'm in fact going to be staying in touch with Met also. And any traffic update, Subramaniam, you have my number. Please do keep me posted.
Yes, definitely. You already got the tin factory update, so it's already bad.
Yeah, tin factory. Thank you so much. Bye, Subramaniam. Stay bright.
Ooh, that's nice.